Last thing I want to ask you about, just sort of as an FYI, because it really doesn't relate to this particular case, but it's just such an important story, and you and your integral role in the NSABP is so involved with this, is the adjuvant trastuzumab story and what's happened over the last couple of years. And I wonder if you could just sort of capsulize, again, for a surgeon who doesn't need to kind of get into every single detail, the bottom line in terms of where we are right now with adjuvant trastuzumab in patients with HER2-positive tumors.
Sure. There were basically four large adjuvant studies that were initiated to see if adding trastuzumab to chemotherapy could improve the outcome for women with HER2-positive breast cancer. And the majority of the studies, three of them, basically chose to keep anthracyclines as part of the program, because we do have evidence that when you use chemotherapy and you have HER2-positive breast cancer, anthracyclines are important. But we also know that when you use trastuzumab in proximity to anthracyclines, you run into cardiotoxicity. So it was very challenging in these initial studies to move forward with trials that basically gave the women some amount of an anthracycline, then began the trastuzumab with chemotherapy. But that's how the bulk of the studies proceeded. One trial done by the CIRG included that basic approach, but they also then had a regimen based on work that Denny Slayman had done in his group, basically omitting an anthracycline, which was really a major step to take. But that 006 study had that arm. And what we've seen basically is across these trials, when you give women trastuzumab with chemotherapy, they have a substantial reduction in their risk for recurrence very, very quickly. All these trials, again, reported earlier because the effects were bigger than what we were looking for. Events were a bit higher, so there's been a striking consistency of benefit when you add the trastuzumab, almost making it seem like the nuances of chemotherapy now don't matter as much. Medical oncologists really like to argue and worry about those nuances, and in the absence of trastuzumab, they can be very important, but it's looking like with trastuzumab now, that may be going away, and the non-anthracycline regimen, TCH, taxotere carboplatin, Herceptin, or trastuzumab, results are on the same order of magnitude as all the others and clearly substantially reduce the risk of cardiotoxicity. So,
would you go along with the number of overall roughly about 50% reduction in relapse rate across all these trials?
40 to 50%. I think is more accurate at this point, because with the HERA update and the CIRG updates, the hazards have moved up to about 0.6.